This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 6th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian pastor in northern India was murdered last Wednesday in what is being looked upon as a true martyrdom for his faith, reports Morningstar News. Pastor Vinod Kumar was reportedly killed by a Hindu neighbor after witnessing the, quote, love and forgiveness of Christ, end quote, to him. The 42-year-old pastor had ministered in 18 villages, and he is survived by his wife and an 11-year-old daughter. Please lift up Pastor Kumar's family today to the throne of grace. The Presbyterian Church of America took an initial vote in its annual General Assembly, disqualifying officers in the church referring to themselves as quote-unquote gay or homosexual, reports the Washington Times. The new rule will be subject to a confirming vote in the 2022 General Assembly. However, the initial vote was 78% to 22%. According to the measure voted on, quote, those who profess an identity, such as but not limited to gay Christian, same-sex attracted Christian, homosexual Christian, or like terms, that undermines or contradicts their identity as new creations in Christ, either by denying the sinfulness of fallen desires, such as but not limited to same-sex attraction, or by denying the reality and hope of progressive sanctification, or by failing to pursue spirit-empowered victory over their sinful temptations, inclinations, and actions are not qualified for ordained office. End quote. Jeremiah 32, verses 32 to 34, speaks of their kings, their princes, their priests, their prophets, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned to me the back, and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them. Yet they have not listened to receive instruction, but they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. Michael Ferris, CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom, issued Facebook comments on the Baronel Stutzman religious liberty case, rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. Ferris called the decision a, quote, very bad signal, end quote, noting that, quote, we should all expect a scene reminiscent of the celebration at the stone table in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The LHBT forces will come after every Christian business owner with fierce intentions and a taste for revenge. People of faith are not being allowed to coexist. We are being compelled to celebrate that which God commands us to avoid. As for Alliance Defending Freedom, we are not going to back down. We are going to take the position that today's decision only binds one state, which is the real rule, and we will continue to fight. If we win or if we lose, we will continue to fight. Our country was founded to make religious freedom secure as our first freedom. We cannot give up the essence of America voluntarily. End quote. The U.S. State Department has announced it will create another gender category on newly issued passports for those who reject the Creator's standard of male and female, reports NBC News. The new category will be labeled as, quote, non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming, end quote. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham commented on Twitter, calling it, quote, disappointing that our government would fall for this kind of absurdity, end quote. The four liberal justices, along with Justice Brett Kavanaugh, joined forces to hold the eviction moratorium on rental properties through the end of July. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control assumed the power to put the moratorium in place last September. About 7.5% of Americans are facing eviction within the next 2 months, and about 15% are behind on rent. That's about three times the recent historical average. Before COVID-19, the eviction rate in the U.S. hovered around 2.3% per year. Only 12% of American workers and only 7% of millennials could survive a year without a job, according to a survey conducted by Finder.com. Proverbs 21 verse 20 says, "There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up." A Chinese team of archaeologists has discovered an amazing creation of God, gone extinct since the worldwide flood. Bones of two giant rhinos weighing in around 20 tons and standing 20 feet tall at the shoulder. These big boys are the largest land mammals ever discovered by man. The only catch? These rhinos do not have horns. And finally, to help keep the world view on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by this Friday, July 9th. Time is running out. 10 new Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Kara in Medlin, North Carolina, Wade in Galena, Missouri, and Steve in Columbia Falls, Montana, each of whom gave $50. We're thankful to God for Anella in Sexsmith, Alberta, Canada, and Jean in Universal City, Texas, both of whom gave $100, as well as Danielle in Brighton, Colorado, who gave $125. And we're humbled by the generosity of Rebecca in Nurse Strand, Minnesota, and Calvin in Odessa, Minnesota, both of whom gave $200. Amber in Camarillo, California, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And Tyler and Melissa in Los Ranchos, New Mexico, who gave $500. Those 10 gifts add up to $1,675. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $51,638. In order to hit our final goal of $65,000 by this Friday, July 9th, we need to raise $13,362. If you've been waiting for the last minute to give, the time has arrived. We need your help to get us across the finish line. I need to find 22 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, and another 11 listeners who will pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. In fact, the next two listeners who pledge $50 per month will be matched dollar for dollar by a generous couple in Minnesota. In other words, your $600 gift doubles to $1,200. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, July 6th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.